Jekka News, you need to know now.
In the traffic this afternoon, there's been an accident on the R21 southbound heading from Tembisa down towards the Benoni exit. It's multiple fatalities, apparently, so it's going to be very slow there. In Franku, thank you very much for the message. Hi, Rob. Big accident on the N1 North just before Polokwane. Traffic already backing up badly. R101 from Mokopane is the preferred way to get into Pollux at the moment. Franku, thank you. Appreciate you.
Pretoria, high of 28 tomorrow. Johannesburg, 26. Polokwane, 32. Taxi Council Santaco has reached an agreement with the Gauteng Transport Department. Taxi operations in Ekurhuleni have resumed with immediate effect. Yesterday, operations in parts of the city, including Katlehong and Germiston, were halted. The council said at the time that they were unhappy over the impoundment of minibus taxis. Some commuters were left stranded when transport vehicles did not show up at transport hubs. Santaco's William Nisi says they've agreed to keep on interacting with the department.
We were able to vent our frustrations with her department, and we have since agreed that as from today, the 29th of August 2025, our operations will resume. However, a parallel process will be undertaken to engage and interact in resolving all the matters that we've raised with her.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has emphasized the need for intelligence, sharing and cooperation among nations to combat crime. He was speaking at the conclusion of the 27th Interpol African Regional Conference in Cape Town. Masemola highlighted the scale of crime challenges facing law enforcement in Africa and globally. He says these include human and drug trafficking, cybercrime, wildlife crime, and illicit financial flows such as money laundering and tax evasion.
We have enjoyed the 3 days coming up with creative and innovative solutions to the law enforcement problems. Legal firms have become a problem, and they are a tool to commit crime. Together we can ensure a safe and more secure and more prosperous Africa.
And in Southern Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the 2025 Zimbabwe Agricultural Show provided valuable insights for South Africa's agriculture. Speaking in Harare, Ramaphosa praised Zimbabwe's policy reforms and support for large and small-scale farmers. Ramaphosa stressed that agriculture is vital for sustaining jobs.
Zimbabwe has been able to focus on agriculture in the superlative way, empowering rural farmers, industrialization out of agriculture, the type of learnings that we can copy.
And finally, a reminder to parents and guardians that online applications for grade 1 and grade 8 pupils in Gauteng for 2026 close at midnight. The department says they've had around 800,000 applications on the GDE online admissions application system as of Thursday. I'm Nushera Sudhyal, your top story this hour. Taxi Council Santaco has reached an agreement with the Gauteng Transport Department. Taxi operations in Ekurhuleni have resumed with immediate effect.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Something